Hey, yo, what's up everybody? Today's topic is very controversial. I'm telling you guys, I love this. So what's up everybody? Hello, and stay tuned, because this is gonna be crazy. And hello once again, everyone. Welcome to another epic, awesome episode of Just Chat Podcast. And if you're tuned in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel. I am a mental health enthusiast. Yeah, I enjoy the tension in every single aspect of life, you know, just brings in some sort of nice adrenaline. Anyway, guys, hello and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever in the world you're listening in from. I am from Kenya, the 254. This is where we literally enjoy. Yeah, we're awesome. We're awesome, you know. Anyway, today. I feel like y'all should mark your calendars. Yeah, like literally, or in your diaries where you people go like, it's Sunday the 23rd of April 2023, where blah, 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 yada, 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 you know, the nitty gritties of life. So how y'all doing anyway? How has your week been? Weekend, you know, how has your holiday been, you know? Eid Mubarak. It was happy Eid al-Fitr, you know, for the Muslims, our Muslim brothers. Shout out to you, brothers and sisters. Yeah, shout out to you. It was on the 21st, and literally it was after 4:20. that was quite intense. Yeah, so anyway guys, today guys, today, if y'all have seen my poster and definitely read, you know, episode 22, Just Chat Podcast for the paycheck, our topic literally is about, I told you, topics are gonna be heated up. Anyway, we are talking about for the paycheck, you know, that's literally you being in a job. Yeah, I ain't sugarcoating shit here, man. You literally being in a job, you know. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying that I am against it or every single thing or anything. Definitely it has its highlights, it has its pros, literally has plenty of pros, actually, you know. Not every, I feel like everyone has to start somewhere, and you have to start somewhere where you are being mentored or nurtured to grow to a bigger perspective in your life and your professional life, or even as an individual, you know, personally. Yeah, so we have all been there. Yeah, some of us are still there. Yeah, still growing, still trying to switch some lanes and make the moves. No, it's system, Joe. Guy, it's crazy. But yo, where was I? Yeah, I was saying. So, it takes a toll on you, actually, mentally. You know, every day we have to include every single podcast we talk about, we always strive to educate and also entertain, and definitely get out with pointers, you know, how to grow, how to, you know, just, you can get a positive or negative pointer. Either way, you have definitely gotten something out of, you know, out of it all, Yeah, generally. So anyway, so nowadays let's now talk about I'm not going to the stuff about Gen Z or stuff. I'm a little I like let me talk to you in a little bit. You know, an old school vibe, you know, you're there, you have not old school like the 90s, but your mentality is more of like an old soul or something like that. But you do definitely know the trends and stuff, but you're low key, you know, low key trying to make some moves. Yeah. So let me give an example. So not even let me give a scenario. Scene take one. What do we call him? Let's call him, give me a generic name, Amos. Hey, Amos, wherever you are, if you're listening, anyone called Amos, no offense, man, this is just an example. Yeah, don't go burning up. But anyway, Amos is working, he's been working for, fast forward a couple of years, you know, he's been there, you know, for the paycheck, literally, trying to grind, trying to, you know, hefty meetings, you know, sometimes late nights, early mornings, whatsoever, backlash of work, crazy deadlines, and yeah, whatever you're thinking about, you feel me? And so say, I mean, he's really, you know, he's really focused because he's in a place where he probably feels like he's moving. He's seen, you know, life is definitely not the same, it's different, it's a plus one, and he's satisfied, you know. Let's not say okay, let's just say satisfied-ish in brackets. Ish is in the brackets. Yeah. So Amos is chilled, you know, grinding, getting the paycheck, but he's not satisfied with what he's getting. And here's a fact, y'all, like, contradict me or correct me if I'm wrong, but you literally you not wanting to transition and probably get self-employed, or you know, become freelancer or whatever you want to do, but on your own, literally by yourself, that fear is real, literally. But here's the thing, and here's the truth. You are literally building someone else's dream for the paycheck. Just seated there, you are literally building someone else's dream, someone else's ideas. I'm not against it, definitely. Maybe you're being paid $1 million to definitely build a dream and you're satisfied and you're like, hell yeah, this is good money. But it's more of like your comfort zone, maybe. Or you feel like you're okay with that. No, we, you know, it's literally everyone is entitled to their own opinion and decision they want to make. So it's always on my own point of view where I am actually talking. And but personally, I feel like everyone has to go through that part of life where you're supposed to build a foundation, you're supposed to get that exposure, you're supposed to get that experience. You know, once a while, you've not been literally, you know, not employed, if you feel me. Maybe it was on monthly contract basis, or you were being paid per day or stuff, but definitely you did build some sort of portfolio for yourself so that you could grow. But then, when it comes to a point where you actually want to move in life, do you feel like you should literally stay there just because you're fearful of the outcome, or you're fearful of the unknown? Because definitely you don't know the outcome, that's why you're risking it, that's why you're trying. Yeah. Do you know how many people who have actually most not I'm not speaking out of semi-philosophy, Amy, I'm not a philosopher, guys. Wah. But I don't understand that most people who've actually gotten out of their comfort zone have been the most successful people internationally in their own crafts, even low-key, like leave alone these people who we know, leave alone Elon Musk, leave alone the wealthy people we all know about, even in your place. But there are these people who are so low-key, like the architects, you know, the architects, these people who design crazy, crazy, like in Dubai. You guys, do you think those architects are people who are just paid peanuts? Come on. Yeah, and probably it's most people are actually got to. I got to actually see that most studies. There's a study that was done about the architecture and the designers and every single person who was in it, and they said most people who've actually designed the skyscrapers, the you know, this is a 7-star hotel on the sea, you know, on the ocean, man, in Dubai. Most of them actually have their own specific personal farms, and you know, business in Dubai actually booms. They do support your business. It's costly to start. Cost of living in Dubai is quite on the high end, but definitely when you get the hack of it, it's actually easy. And you just get to see these people trying to live their lives and stuff, and you get to see that the architecture there, back to my story, was actually made by them. People who got out of their comfort zone, got their own ideas, you know, printed out their own ideas on paper and gave it to the client, and they were like, this is what I have, this is an idea I would like to place, and if you're okay with it, then let's go with it. I can definitely incorporate my stuff. And you know, being open to listen to their ideas, because definitely a person who owns their farm or something, they definitely have a higher credibility to a person who has been employed and is going with designs. Because as a client, let me put myself in the place of a client, and an employee is probably a manager or a director, and I'm talking to them and they tell me, this is what I will trust you, yes, but I'd probably want another opinion, you feel me? Because I fully don't trust you because I know you're an employee. But in as much as I may have or be a little bit skeptical when I'm talking about the design or architectural thing you want made, as the owner of the company, I mean, you will probably trust me a little bit, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe an 8.5, because you see, you do own, you've grown, you have experience, you know, that little thing. So my question is literally, do you want to stay in your comfort zone, or you're there for the paycheck, you know? Or, because you can interpret this podcast in two ways. It can be for the paycheck, literally, like you're there for the paycheck. Or, in question format, you are for the paycheck. I mean, do you feel like you are being given whatever you are, you know, worth, you know? We are not worth anything. We are not worthful, you know? For lack of a better word, like, we're priceless, literally. Yeah, human nature is priceless. You as a person, you're priceless. Like, your experience of life is literally out of, like, 0.00005 statistically, that your experience is the same as someone else's. Like, there's like close to zero probability that you're experiencing the same thing someone else experienced in their life. So basically, even being around people who, you know, being around people also plays a very big influence to the decisions you actually make in life. If you're around people who are like, yo, let's chill, let's just wait for some allowances at the end of the month, making a tart, 22 place road trip, we chill on after that, back to the system, grinding, end of the month, same system. Like, you've already become like a robot. Like, you're just doing the same thing over and over again. And it's so controversial nowadays, because nowadays technology is even becoming way scary, guys. Like, if you're not probably creeped out by some things that are happening, then yeah, it's crazy. We appreciate technology, but yo, the advancement is way, 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 way top level. Like, yo, the next thing, brain or consciousness or whatever it's called, like, anyway, guys, as I was saying, do you really want that? Like, is that you, you know? And if you're around people who, you know, they're like, yo, I'm saving for this thing, I am traveling to this place, I am exploring, I am buying a gadget, I am fixing my place, I am trying to, you know, open and buy some things, your mentality actually drastically changes. Like, this is wild. It's like you reflect, you know? You want to be like them. You want to emulate. You want to actually chip in. And here's the thing, guys. You actually don't want to be like them. This is how mental it is. You think about it, you process, and anytime they talk about probably monetary terms and anything and you don't have it, you feel so low. But then the motivation comes to you because your brain is deciding, your next time these people ask me, I should definitely have this. So that becomes a motivation for you to grow. And people say I want to be like them, but the motivation is I want to chip in like them, you know. I want to understand how they actually invest. I want to understand how they actually build this. You know, you sometimes you see someone and you wonder where they get that guap, because you're like, hell nah, hold up, no way. How? Okay. We understand how the world works. Yo, it's like a dark place. Yeah, but people have to make that paper. Either way, we don't judge. Whatever you do, just make sure you know what I mean. Yeah. But here's the thing, guys. Like, you literally need to understand that one way or another, if you actually want to be in the so-called 1%, I don't like terming myself as the 1%. My own journey is different. Like, but anyway, let's go there. Like, you want to be like the 1%. You have to create your own journey. You have to create your own, like, your own mastercraft. And here's the thing: solving a problem is the mastercraft. Like, if you're a problem solver, bro, girl, you will be on demand like crazy. Like, you will be here and there, because you're helping. And it's not all about only about solving a problem. It's also about how you relate with people. Because there's this book y'all should read, How to Win Friends, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Like, just look for that book. It's magical. Like, the pure psychology, it's just pure psychology. It teaches you a lot. But in story format, it's quite easy to learn. Yeah, like, it's awesome. But back to the story, guys. The thing is that how you even relate with people, you don't have to know them too much to actually just break the ice, you know. Even a day, just a few minutes is as easy as just warming someone's heart. You know, how you doing? You know, if you're not having a good day, be like, yo, my day is not okay. I'm not plan to maybe bringing all this on you, but yo, my day's been crappy. But then you're talking to it in an easy way, and someone is interested. You get to talk, get to learn about someone's craft, you get to learn about their professionalism, and you're like, ah, yo, so do this and do this. Maybe we can collaborate and stuff. Because, you know, yes, experience, your resume speaks for you in very many, especially corporates. They definitely need the resume and experience and everything, portfolio and stuff like that. Like, it's there. You in a world of the corporates, you just have to have stuff like that. And it means also in terms of experience, do you have something to showcase, you know? Yeah, like I've been in the, there's a time I used to become, I was an administrator and a student affairs administrator, and I was a receptionist, guys. This guy was a receptionist once. You just open the door, you see this face. Ah, man. Yeah, so, but anyway, and I also used to, like, run the systems. I used to do a lot. Like, I was also making videos for ads, like, and it was in the corporate, like, advertisement world. So, in 2018, that is, in 2018, I was blessed to be, like, part of the planners of the Association of Practitioners in Advertising. It was, like, an event for advertising agencies where they create so cool ads, like, in film, bro. It was so cool. And then they win, and then they win awards, and you just drink and chill and have fun. These people can party. No lie, like, no cap, those people can party. Like, the advertisers, they know. And the creatives there are not afraid to hide it. Like, if I smoke a cigar, I will smoke a cigar. Fuck you if you actually think it's wrong. I mean, for them, it's like next gen, like next generation type of thinking. Because they know the world. And they learn so much because they need to know about the trends of life and stuff. So, there, the paycheck is actually quite good. Trust me. But here's a funny story. People still transition. People still want more. People crave for more. You can never get enough. So if you're in your comfort zone and you feel like, ah, I have enough. Man, my house has some nice necklaces all around, you know, blazing and looking so good. And then I'm satisfied because I have... You know, you will always want more, and you will always have competition. If you try and look at it that way, you will never move, because the only competition is yourself. You never know what you're capable of if you just sit there and you're like, yes, madam, yes, sir, I will do it, I will deliver, I will do this. Someone gives you an idea and you do it. Someone does this and you're literally there. You're like a puppet, literally, because you're moving according to how you're told. You're you know, funny, this person knows, this employer or whatsoever knows that if I give you 30 G's, that's like 1,000 per day. Yeah, so they give you 30,000. Probably they've taxed, so you're probably given 26, you know, roughly, because 4 G's is gone, like 4,000 bob is gone from government taxation and everything, NHIF, NSSF, here we go now. 26 G's, you've removed 4 days from your account, so you're negative 4 days in the next month. So you need to know, probably you're paying rent, or maybe you're blessed to live, still live with your parents but outside or something, and that's actually quite beneficial for people who actually are still growing and trying to save money. It doesn't look weird, you know, if you want to grow and you know what you're doing and you're definitely making money, still fending for yourself, not depending on them, trust me, go for it, you know, and you definitely chip in some things, you're responsible, that's all I'm saying. So yeah, so let's get here, you're paying rent and stuff, so you know, shopping, blah blah blah, maybe you're the party person, buy a drink or go out. I mean, ikifikia wiki ya mbili, you know, ikikaribia the second week, when it's almost the second week, you're probably short like 10 G's or something, and you're probably having, you know, of 12 G's, and you have like 6,000 left, and you still need transport, and probably you didn't even think of that. So, I mean, like, logically speaking, if you're self-employed and you have passive income, and you have various sources of income where you're like, this is, I'm getting like 15 G's here, I'm getting like 100 G's there, I'm getting like 20 here, you know, you're like, I'm sorted for this, this, and this, and the rest is probably me investing and planning myself. It takes a lot. I'm not saying it's easy. It takes a lot. Because it needs proper planning. Sometimes it drains your pockets like crazy, especially when you're starting. But with time, you get a hang of it and you're like, ah, okay. So I can actually just sit in the comfort of my house, literally get like $500 from an online gig I did for around 5 or 3 hours or something. And someone else is waiting for the same type of money in a month, and probably they are still having a loan or something. So guys, logically speaking, which is the best way? Risking it or staying in your comfort zone? You're like, yeah, this a mille is good, you know, I'm enjoying my million. Probably you're a family woman or a family man there, you still have kids, you have to fend, you have to buy diapers. Yo, like, we're human beings, we're superior beings, you need to think outside the box. The sky is not the limit, there's still so much up there. Like, if you come to think of it, you know, not rhetorically, but in a deeper way. Yo, you know? So anyway, I've given you a story about Amos. And now my story, y'all, I've always like given sneak peeks in my podcast on how to grow and how my life has been and right now and stuff like that. So journey-wise, it's different. You get to appreciate, you get to learn, you get to have challenges. And right now, to be honest, I am around people who are like, literally, you see these people are successful. Like, you see it, like, they're not pretending. Like, you up here make like 50 G's in an hour. Yo, like, I'm not kidding. They just motivate you to always want to chip in. Like, you always want to learn from them and grasp something, and you challenge yourself. So for me, it's easy. Like, I am glad, I'm happy that I did make the transition. It was crazy. I needed to convince, yo, you know, definitely something you need to talk to your folks and guardians. You know, you're like, yo, I'm doing this and this is this. Sometimes I may need your support, especially when starting. It is a big decision, so it needs you to think about it. And sometimes, as I said in my previous podcast, sometimes working environments can be so toxic and you feel like, ah, you know, even this paycheck is worthless, because what's the fact of me just working for this 60, 70, 90, 100 G's? But still, I always wake up asking myself, where the hell am I going? Where the hell am I going? Like, you're already bored even before the day starts. So journey-wise, it always needs a lot of consistency. Like, just be consistent. Even, funny thing, the world just works in many ways. You can be consistent, but it's in the same stream, but you're only switching up in a weird way. You're probably here still making, you know, doing photography, and here you're still, like, for me, all my life, because I graduated, and immediately that evening, I went for an internship. Literally, I graduated, went for an internship, but that internship, I did not stay for more than 2 weeks. Guys, meet me. I will give you, let's do a meet and greet. I'll literally give you that story. It's sad. That's why for me, I always say, personally for me, I feel like religion has been really been overrated, because people do not, especially Christianity, people do not understand. They do not respect. Muslims do, every other people do, but funny enough, it's just, I don't know. I'm just speaking from my own perspective, and I don't want to judge, I don't want to do anything, but yeah, it's just weird. It's just, I don't know, it's just been, imekuwa maduido, mapochopocho, you know, it's just a lot of so many mixtures in one little thing. Just, you know, you even decide, you know what, it's me, my Yahweh, doing, literally reading the book, Bible, just understanding the concept of spirituality deeper, because trust me, people have still not gotten this aspect, literally, and it's there, like, you're here for a reason. You just didn't pop out from your vajage, from your, you know, yeah, I almost became vulgar, guys, wah! But anyway, you're filming. Yeah, so you came here, I told you, you being brought to this world was already a risk. You accepting to come here was already a risk, because you have to live this life in one way or another, and you have to make the best of it. Make memories, learn, avoid every crazy things that may, you know, sway you around. Enjoy life, learn new things. Experimenting is good, but not too much, trust me. Just experiment, learn new trends. Be aware of anything and everything that's happening around you, and even nationally, internationally, you just learn. Like, your brain, you have a super, not a super computer, like, this is organic material, guys, like, and it's taking, y'all should understand how blessed we are, man. Like, we are so blessed. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We are in 489, just 11 more to the road to 500 listeners. Let's do this. And good news, guys, I have been monetized finally, but I am yet to complete my 100 plays, and then I can be able to be making that go up more and more. Yeah, you know. So anyway, blessings on blessings. Hope you all understand that you all need to also be self-disciplined, learn. Sometimes it's good to be silent and literally just observe, talk less. No, just observe, learn people before you actually just yap your mouth and be like, yeah. People go behind your back. I have literally witnessed that. But anyway, it's easy. Learn from it. And definitely, if people are not benefiting you in life, just decide it's the highway or no way, because your life matters. You're definitely gonna sire a kid with them, with someone you love. If you're probably gonna go that direction, and you know, just be you. You know, being successful and having a passive income, it's always a joy. It's always a personal joy. It's not a joy for, and every, you know, family can have joy for you. You know, they're like, yo, my baby be successful as fuck. But personally, for you, it's a literal joy where you feel like, how do I give it? Let me give an example. I have dogs. Yeah, that's a crazy memory. I don't want to remember it. But anyway, I have a dog. His name is Big Boy. When they came to my life, I was literally going to campus. I was fresh from high school. Like, I never knew how to take care of dogs. I just wanted pets. But I gave them to me as a gift. Literally, like, he went off his way, got them, told me to go for them, went for them. I carried two dogs, really beautiful dogs, guard dogs, man. They really look beautiful. 7 years down the line, guys. And so 7 years, you count dogs' ages are different. Yeah, anyway, not even 7 years. It's long. Yeah, it's, if I count, wow, that's long. Anyway, guys, I began to learn some sort of responsibility. I'd buy food for them. I'd literally look for food. So it really opened my mind to be like, yo, I'm making this go up from employment, but it's not enough because I also need to, like, you know, hygiene and stuff. I also need my stuff. I was getting so, you know, peaked to a point I'm like, ah. I was happy for when starting, but after some time I was like, hell nah, this ain't working for me. In a good way, like, it's not. And it took me 3 months to literally decide to leave. Like, it was a big decision for me, guys. Like, it was but that's the longest I've been in employment, funny thing. Yeah, like, zipitisha mwaka. I've been here. I've done construction. If I actually put some things in my resume that were literally as like side hustles, I've done construction and like filming, a little bit of advisory filming for Kenjan. Like, I used to work for a company called Glossic in Hell's Gate, in the middle of you literally not get transport. We were being picked by a bus, and actually the driver was from Metro Trans. So actually, if you wanted to just come home on Friday and stuff, I just get my things, go in the car and, you know, just come home for free. So anyway, it was easy. So I worked there as a scaffolder. Like, I know scaffolding, guys. It's been, like, my life is literally like a novel. Like, I have experienced a lot. I've met, it's intense, guys. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening in to my yapping. Yeah, Just Chat podcast episode 22. For the paycheck, think about it. Just make that decision. Risk it all or risk nothing. Learn and also interact. Never be afraid to meet people. It's not about confidence. It's all about you being you yourself. Just don't be afraid to showcase. If people don't like it, that's on them. They're the ones with the problem. I always say that. Your natural being you. People will like you for you. Don't always try and fit in well. You're just forcing yourself on some people or everyone, like in a company. If you can't afford that type of lifestyle, just be honest with them. And if they're okay with it, they'll still be your homies. And if they can't, then move on, you know? Go to something you can actually afford at that time. It's only for some time if you're willing to actually, you know, sacrifice some time, you know, and effort and forget about all these crazy worldly pleasures for a little bit of time. It will just come because, some pleasures are never that serious anyway. So guys, have a good one. On to the next. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. From the 254, I wish you a good one. Yeah, and we are switching lanes eventually. So don't forget, it's usually an expression that, and as I always say, success is the best revenge. See you on the next one. Love ya, and blessings on blessing. Always remember, stay woke. Because this life, it's yours alone, yours to live it and experience it in every single way you want to. So you decide your own destiny. So for the paycheck, you know, think about it. Yeah. Allah.